One of the constant, it's expanding needs of Highlands United Methodist Church, a very constant and expanding need, is ministry to and with our children. Over the last few years, we have gone from two-room Sunday school to four-room Sunday school. Each one of these rooms focused with curriculum just for the developmental stage of each of the kids who learn there. Now, this growth has been made possible by the faithful annual giving of the congregation. Our church leadership has prioritized more hours for Mr. Brandon, funding for the curriculum, and more of you are serving in the classrooms, discovering that some of the most spiritual and sacred moments don't happen in our sanctuary, but happen in the Sunday school rooms with our children. Our newest classroom is the preschool Sunday school for the 2.5 to 5-year-olds. I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a few of those. Because of the commitment we make at baptism, you often will hear me use the phrase, our children, to describe the children of the entire congregation. So today I'm going to talk about my child for a moment, meaning literally my kid, Joey. Joey is in that preschool Sunday school room. And a few weeks ago, he brought home his very first Sunday school project. I have very fond memories of Sunday school projects. And to have one on our fridge, I was like, yes! They were learning the story of the burning bush. See, it even spins and turns. They were learning the story of the burning bush. And as a child, who, mind you, Joey eats, sleeps, and breathes firefighters. He thinks you walk on water, Glenn. I mean, seriously. This kid, he comes home with this burning bush, and this was a very cool story for him. He's like, Dad, it was on fire, but it didn't burn up. Hear the story as it's told in Exodus. Moses was taking care of the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, Midian's priest. He led the flock out to the edge of the desert, and he came to God's mountain called Horeb. The Lord's messenger appeared to him in a flame of fire in the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was in flames, but did not burn up. Then Moses said to himself, "Let me check out this amazing sight and find out why this bush is not burning up." When the Lord saw that Moses was coming to look, God called him out of the bush. "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "I'm here." And then the Lord said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground." The Lord continued, "I am the God of your father, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, Jacob's God." So Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I've clearly seen my people oppressed in Egypt. I've heard their cry of injustice because of the masters who enslaved them. I know about their pain. I've come down to rescue them from the Egyptians in order to take them out of that land and bring them to a good and broad land, a land that is filled with milk and honey, a place where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites all live. Now the Israelites' cries of injustice, they have reached me. I've seen just how much the Egyptians have oppressed them. So Moses, get going. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you." Moses is just doing his everyday thing. He's watching the sheep. When boom! Much like the knocking at the door parable I shared with you last week, this is another time our scriptures remind us. God just shows up. We never know where or when or how God will show up, but God just shows up. In the story of the burning bush, we also encounter the truth that the unexpected can be what brings us into the presence of the divine. First, the sheep. So often in our scriptures and in our colloquialisms as people, the term lost sheep carries a little bit of negative connotation. Oh, they're such a lost sheep. But not here. In the story in Exodus, The expanded story of this, especially as told by rabbis over the generation, is that one of the sheep in the flock had gone missing, and Moses went out to look for this lost sheep, and it was that lost sheep that brings Moses into the presence of the divine. Our path to find something deeper in life will not always be clearly laid out. Sometimes it's not even marked. And sometimes what seems like an inconvenience will suddenly place us in a sacred space. The unexpected can bring us into the presence of the divine. Just like that sheep. Oh, and then there's that bush. Dad, it was on fire, but it didn't burn up. The burning bush is sometimes used as an example of a clear and unquestioned sign from God. I've heard people look at me and say, I just wish there was some kind of burning bush so I knew what to do. I don't know what scripture they're reading, but it's not what I find in our story today. I see a perplexing pyrotechnic plant precipitating pondering. I mean, really, I don't see Moses immediately aware of God's presence. I see him confused, I see him on edge, and I see him desperate for some answers and then resisting. Honestly, I see someone most of us can relate to. Confused, a little on edge, desperate for answers, and then resisting a bit. Our burning bushes, they do not have to be unquestioned revelations. They're invitations to begin a conversation. But they are places in life. Our burning bushes are places in life that show us something that makes us want to know more. Moses saw it and thought, I need to figure this out. When God begins to speak, he says, who are you? When he says, this is what I want you to do, he says, how? It's a conversation. It's not a mandate. It's an invitation. So today I invite us to consider, where are we seeing burning bushes ablaze? Where are we seeing them? And also, how might we be them? The sacred can show up in surprising places. Are there places or moments in your life right now where if you look closely enough, maybe God is starting a conversation with you? Experiences that turn your head a little bit to the side and make you wonder, could something be happening on a deeper level here? Maybe it was a conversation. Maybe it was a story someone shared. Maybe it's a story you're living right now. Maybe it was a thought that came to you during some much-needed alone time. But God infuses deeper meaning into our everyday lives to start a conversation. And though the flames may not be overwhelming, there are burning bushes all around us, if we look closely enough, and if we trust that we should expect them. But burning bushes aren't just for us. The scripture today is not solely self-serving. It isn't just about how we might encounter the divine, how we might find a burning bush of our own and start a conversation with God. Our scripture today is also an invitation for us to be the burning bush. I've heard it from some of you in this room, and I have heard it from many who are not in this room, that this congregation can sometimes and often be a burning bush for the world. Sometimes this congregation causes the people, the neighborhood, the world around us to pause and look more closely at what God is doing. Huh, I didn't expect that. I want to know a little bit more. We surprise people with God's presence. They're surprised to find it. They're surprised at the message that we bring out, that God offers. People are surprised that Christians can be authentic, relatable people who own their own stuff and don't judge others for theirs. When people encounter that, it starts a conversation. Now, I tell you, it amazes me, but does not surprise me, that so many people in our neighborhood and world don't expect to encounter something spiritual. They don't expect to encounter the divine at church. Our new bishop had a great quote. I was in a meeting with her the other day, and she said, you know, the church shouldn't be the last place you expect to have a religious experience. But it is for so many. And that is why the message, the philosophy, the work of building a home where all belong is so important. That value of building a home where all belong, especially when it's not just talked about, but lived out through our ministry in ways that touch people's lives. Our striving to build a home where all belong is a burning bush in a world where people are longing to experience something meaningful. I don't know if you knew it when you walked up, or when you got off your bike, or when you stepped out of your car, or when you parked your stroller on the corner of 32nd and Osceola today. But you have arrived on holy ground. Not because the dirt is different. Not because of something special in the mortar that holds the place together. But you have arrived on holy ground because of what God is doing in this place. You know, we witnessed it in the sharing of some of our church family last Sunday. If you missed it, the cardboard, they tell part of the story. There's two sides. Please, if you didn't catch it in the email, it's also on the website, watch the video. This is not me saying, oh yeah, you should check it out. This is me telling you, go watch the video. These are powerful stories of life that people chose to share because of what being on this holy ground has done for them. I tell you, what makes this place holy ground is the active presence of God's Spirit at work in the lives of each and every person here. When we seek to build a home where all belong, we are doing so on holy ground. Because it is a holy thing to be accepted as you are. It is a holy thing to have something to offer the world and realize you have great worth to offer. It's a holy thing to offer and receive the empathy and connection of prayers. It is a holy thing for us to be in community together. For these and countless other reasons and life stories, I believe this place to be holy ground. Now, in the message of the burning bush, we find that we are valued and needed, that God believes we are worthy and capable. You see, just as God did with Moses at that bush, God asks us to take note and take action. God's invitation to Moses is to remove his shoes. It's one of my favorite parts of this story. Removing your shoes is a powerful, powerful symbol of both reverence, but also a symbol of being at home. We are invited to step out of the ordinary, our metaphorical shoes, the ordinary everyday wear and tear. We're invited to step out of our ordinary to experience and respect the sacred holy ground that God is offering us and inviting us into. Take a moment. Now, you can leave your literal shoes tied, but think about what it means to step out of the ordinary, to fully experience and respect the extraordinary nature of God and what God is doing in this place, to fully appreciate the holy ground that's being built here. Whatever sheep you were chasing this week, you've stepped onto holy ground in this moment. God's presence is here. God's presence is active, and God's presence is speaking to us. And as it speaks to us, just like Moses and the countless faithful people between him and us in time, by the way, including a lot of women that our scripture did not name, we are invited to listen and discern God's will just as all those who came before us have done. Holy ground invites holy listening. Now, whether for you that is prayer or meditation, holding an intention, a thoughtful reflection, however, you listen for something bigger than yourself, bigger than your own thoughts. I'm inviting you to ask the question, God, what do you want to do through me? What do you want to do through me? Now, asking that question might be about the next moment. It might be about the days or the week to come. It might be about the next 3 years, or it might be about your life's entire purpose. But God, what do you want to do through me is a question that is worthy of holy ground. For burning bush moments, the holy ground on which we tread is not simply for our own sake. Holy ground is a moment and a place of call, a place of receiving God's invitation to join in reclaiming all ground as holy ground. A moment to recommit to that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then go do something about it besides just pray. It is a deeply validating thing when you consider that God sees the potential in us to care for the needs of the world. God wouldn't ask if God didn't believe we were capable. It is a deeply validating and humbling thing to consider that God sees potential in us to care for the needs of the world. Us! The needs of the world! And not just needs, but like our scripture calls them, the exasperated cries for justice, hope, and mercy. God sees us as equipped. God sees us as capable and worthy of that call. And so God invites us to step forth from this holy ground, from this very place, from this room, from these pews, from this moment. God sends us forth to take with us the experience of the divine we might find in this place, that the dust of this holy ground might be on our feet as we go. What we have sought out and can find here on this holy ground, a home where all belong, God is charging us with building outside of our own building. And just as God said to Moses, we too receive this encouraging promise. Get going. I'll be with you. Amen.